first Mishnah. So Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, Ezu Neshech ve'ezu Tarbis. What is Neshech and what is Tarbis? Which, as I told you, the Pasuk is using them both. There's not a difference. But the Mishnah is using the convention that Neshech means this excess payment on the rice level, and Tarbis is Ribis of Midurabanan. Just the Mishnah's convention. There must be a reason why, but I don't know it. Okay? So Ezu Neshech, what is the Neshech? What is like the Doraisa Isser of lending it interest, let's call it for now? Hamalva Sela, if a person lends out a Sela, a Sela is a Bitcoin, the shekel, and it's made up of four dinarim. A dinar is the Zuz. So there's four dinar in a Sela. So a person lends out a Sela, b'chamish dinarim, and he expects to get back not the four dinar value, but five dinarim. I lend out a dollar and I expect 5 quarters back. That'll be Neshech Midoraisa, because of course I'm lending out to you with an agreement, katsut, ahead of time to pay more than I lend it to you. Or similarly, Ribbis is not limited to money. It also can be objects. So for example, Sasaim Chitin, I lend you out 2 sa. Remember, the sa is like the 12 liters, so I lend you 2 sa worth of wheat. B'shalosh, and the agreement is when you pay me back, you're going to give me back 3 sa of wheat. All right, I give you 1 egg, you give me back 2. I give you 1 cup of flour, you give me back 2 cups of flour. That if we agree with that at a time, it's derech halva. You knock my door saying, can I borrow some milk? And I say, sure, but I only have half a container, and I give it to you. That's a halva, not a loan. Not a sale, excuse me. That's a halva. It is a loan. And we say, listen, you agreed to give me back a whole liter of milk tomorrow, so that would be ribis v'doraisa. That meets the condition. That's no good. There, without getting to nitty-gritty details now, there is a gray area, which is the wiggle room, which is if the discrepancy, just for a second, between what I gave and what you give back to me is, I'll call it negligible, I don't have a better translation at the top, but it's a small enough amount that both you and I like would discount that value, then it already could become permissible again. And not meaning like this. I don't think a half milk costs, what does milk cost? 4 shekels a bag, let's say. Let's say I have no idea what it costs. So if I give you half a bag of milk, if you give me back a whole bag of milk, you're actually giving me 2 shekels more than I gave you in value. So that is probably not considered, that's not negligible. In other words, if you'd be walking down the street and you would see 2 shekel coin on the floor, you would stop and pick it up. So that's not negligible. However, if you know, you borrow a cup of sugar from me and I give you a cup and you're like, I don't like smooth out the top, I give you like a regular cup and it's maybe like over the, or under, who knows exactly. When you come back, you bring me a cup of sugar and it's also a cup. Maybe it's a different shape cup, maybe it's a little over, a little under. Obviously, if you put on a little Mettler scale, we'd find out that I'm, you know, winning, losing 8 grams of sugar over the thing. So presumably that would be okay because both you and I, the value of 8 grams of sugar means nothing to us. Or sugar, whatever it is, you know, if you monetize it, it's, you know, half agora or whatever, 3 agorot. And you'd be there's no such coin even. But if there would be, you probably wouldn't stop to pick it up. You just keep on going. You need the 3 agorot coin. You wouldn't even, it's worthless. So people would forgive that. So that you have that wiggle room. Okay, so you don't have to stress out about it excessively, but it's certainly better if you're, practically speaking, if you're borrowing things like eggs or sugar to do a whole container, then it's easy to not have this problem. Okay, so those things are called ribis midoraisa, mebneishu noshech, because it bites. Meaning the borrower, you know, if you borrow 4 and you got to pay back 5, then you're feeling the pain. So that is, it bites into you. You know, the shul is having its problem because of, the shul here is having its economic challenges because just interest payments it has to make on the loans it has, so that's, it bites you. Now, ve'ezu tarvis, what is ribis midurabanan? That's hamarba peros, one who ends up amassing more stuff than he originally laid out, but it's either going to not meet the katsutsa requirement, meaning not at the outset agreed, or it's not derech halva, it's not made as a loan. So how is it? Ketzad. So for example, I have to tell you, I do not know why the Mishnah chose this as the example. This is a very convoluted, not straightforward example. I don't know why I did it. But anyways, you're gonna review this Mishnah and you're gonna say, like, what did that mean? So you don't see in the words. Anyways, this is what the Mishnah is saying and this is what it's trying to get at. Lakach emeno chitin bedinar zahav hakur. Which means, you purchase from me, I'm the salesman, chitin, my wheat, bedinar zahav, for the price of 1 golden dinar. There are 25 silver dinar and a golden dinar. Go figure. So that's it. So for 1 gold coin, which is the equivalent of 25 dinar, 25 zuz. Okay, that's the price of the wheat that you take from me for a kur. A kur is 30 saw. One saw is a 6-pack of 2-liter bottles, so 30 of those makes a kur. So we're talking like 360 liters of wheat. Okay, you're paying for that one golden dinar, which is 20. You're paying 25. Think of 25. 25 dinar for that kur. Now, v'chein hashara, and that is the price. The going price at the time we make the transaction is 25 silver dinarim for one kur of wheat. So, but the thing is, you don't actually deliver me the money. I'm sorry, incorrect. You do deliver me the money, but I do not deliver you the wheat. You give me the money now, and that's the price, and everything's cool, but you don't take possession of the wheat. You don't. And, amduchitim b'shloshim dinarim, when later on wheat prices go up, now the price of wheat stands at 30 dinarim. These are silver dinarim. So it went from 25 to 30. So you gave me 25 silver coins for a thing of wheat. And I had it in stock. I just didn't give it to you. So that's why everything's cool. That's why this is a weird example, because everything is cool right now. The yesh lo heter is in effect. And the fact is, you could have taken possession. And if you couldn't take possession because I didn't have it, there's still yatzar shar. There's a fixed price. You could have gone from somewhere else. So that, it's a legitimate transaction. Just the thing is, I didn't deliver the wheat to you. Now the price has gone up to 30. And you say, hey, I'm going to cash out. So you say, listen, I'm relo. You, the purchaser, say to me, the seller, ten li chiti, it's time for chita, giving my wheat, time when I cash in my chips and make my profit. She'ani rotze l'machron, because I want to sell them, v'likach ben yayin, I want to now sell my wheat holdings and buy wine. I'm making it sound like you guys are a speculator, because it's just easier for the story. It need not be that way. But anyways, the point is, he says, I want out of my wheat, because I want now to use the money, the 30 dinar I can get for it, to purchase wine, because wine is now going for 30 dinar for a barrel. Okay, Amar lo. Everything is kosher. Now, me, the salesman, says to you, listen, Harei chitecha asuyas li alai b'shloshim. I say, listen, I don't have the wheat right now, but your wheat, I know it's worth 30 dinar and the shuk and the price, and that's what's worth to me also. V'harei lach etzi ben yayin. And therefore, I'm going to give you 30, like on your credit, on the ledger, I'm changing my obligation to you from... I do not have wine in stock either. Beyond Ainlo, I don't have wine. So I say, listen, you want to get wine, and you want to sell the wheat that I owe you, and go to purchase wine. I say, listen, I don't have your wheat, but don't worry. Right now on the ledger it says I owe you one kur of wheat. We'll just cross that out and say, listen, wheat is worth 30, and wine for a barrel of wine is worth 30. So we'll cross off what I owe you from being a kur of wheat to being a barrel of wine. Okay? Let's eat like for like, right? 30 for 30. The ain't low, but I don't have any wine either. So it's a credit. So you don't worry. It's a financial settlement. You know, so you'll be, I won't deliver the actual wine, but or the wheat, but you know, it's commodity. Exactly right. So, but don't worry. I'll give you the value. Whenever I get the wine, you'll get it. Okay. That is forbidden. Why is it forbidden? Everything was kosher the whole way through, until the last step. And the last step, when I say I'm going to cross off on the ledger the wheat that I owe you. If I could have delivered the wheat, everything would have been fine. The 30 dinar wheat would have been fine, because when you bought it from me, it was 25. The thing is, I don't have it to you, so essentially what I'm doing is I'm extending at this point, we're doing a new loan. We're like crossing off the books, and we're making a new loan. A loan where I'm saying I owe you a barrel of wine. Since I don't have the barrel of wine, we can't rely on the yesh lo heter. Because you can't say, it's as if I could buy now from you, because you couldn't take possession if you want to, because there's no wine. And you also can't rely on the other heter, which is the heter of Yetzer Shar, that in the market price, I might remember I said, I might not have the paper I gave in the introduction, but everyone else does, so if you were to actually deliver me the cash, I could get you the paper from someone else, not a problem. Here, it's not true. Here, since you're not giving me the money now, the money was given way back when, you actually cannot go and acquire the wine from somebody else. I don't have the wine, so you can't say Yeshlo, and the marketplace... While there is wine in the marketplace, and that's the going price, you can't say it's not tantamount new, this loan. This loan isn't tantamount to you being able to buy it in the marketplace, because you can't, because there's no wine to buy, because you're not giving cash now. There's wine in the marketplace, but you can't buy it, because you're not giving cash. Since you're not giving cash now, the heter of Yetzer Shar doesn't apply either.
Well, in theory, if he switched that guy's stock of, let's say, wheat, and he actually gave credit to them, third party and got one,
and you
can give it to
them. No, wait, there's no, see, this is the bottom, like the point. I don't know why the mission took this small point. Yes, the reason why Yetzer HaShar, the heter of it being available in the marketplace at a fixed price only exists if you give the money now. So if the money isn't being given now, it's just a credit entry, a paper entry, that's not going to cut it and it's considered to be ribis midirabanan. Okay, ribis midirabanan. So again, I don't know why the Mishnah took that like really weird, convoluted case as its first opening example. If I give you 30-minute introduction to make it make sense without the long introduction, I don't know why the Mishnah took that. But anyways, that's the Mishnah did do, and that's the first Mishnah.